Since the upheaval in Ukraine began 4 months ago, the kidnapping of journalists and activists has been on the rise. Yet it's long been part of Ukrainian political life. This week, the country's new government signed an agreement to move closer to the European Union. Analysts say if Ukraine wants to partner with Europe, it will have to end its culture of impunity and start bringing people to justice. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Me and Katya go to Crimea, and we have a huge problem.
In halting English and her native Russian, 25-year-old Ukrainian Alexandra Rezansera describes what happened when she and her friend Katya drove from Kiev to Crimea in mid-March. The women wanted to take letters of support to Ukrainian soldiers trapped on bases there by pro-Russian forces, but they were stopped at the border. Rezansera says the pro-Russian militia saw her tattoo in memory of the men killed in Kiev's Maidan Square, where she had been protesting.
The soldiers hate us, want to kill us.
Rezansera says she grew up in Crimea and her whole family still lives there, but it didn't seem to matter. She says she was thrown into a military prison where she was beaten, interrogated, and taunted for 3 days. Her hair was cut. Rezansera says they called her Pussy Riot after the female Russian band whose members were jailed by President Vladimir Putin for blasphemy.
In this moment, I feel like bye-bye with my life.
She thought she would die, but Rezansera's father, a former Soviet military man who fought in Afghanistan and Chechnya, exhausted all his contacts to find her and get her out. Bogdan Ovsharuk is with Amnesty International in Kiev. He says there has been an increase in kidnapping since the uprising started 4 months ago, but there was a culture of impunity across the country long before the conflict.
Torture and abductions we've seen for many years, and mostly the police were responsible for those tortures and abductions. And the main issue of concern is that none of those abductions have been investigated, and no guilty persons have been brought to justice.
Ovcharuk says Amnesty has long called on Ukrainian governments to create a mechanism for carrying out independent judicial investigations.
For many years, we've been, digging for cases of police abuse. We've been digging and then shining the light on these cases, and government was silent.
Since the uprising, Ovcharuk says there's more information and everyone's talking about cases, but still there are no investigations. After President Viktor Yanukovych fled the country with his dreaded Berkut militia, the problems of kidnappings moved to Crimea. But whether it's Kiev or Crimea, Ovcharuk says it's a cultural problem that needs to change, and he's not sure if Ukraine's new government is up to the task. This week, a member of Ukraine's parliament walked into the offices of the state television network and roughed up the top executive because the station had broadcast Putin's speech about Russia annexing Crimea. The video of the far-right parliamentarian slapping around the TV bureaucrat exploded on YouTube, especially in Russia, where it was a present for Putin. Perfect proof that Kiev's new government was, as he said, a band of right-wing extremists. Amnesty's Ovcharuk says the TV incident was an appalling assault on freedom of expression. He says the Ukrainian government's weak condemnation is not enough. Lesya Orobitz agrees. She's also a member of parliament, and she protested against former President Yanukovych at Maidan Square. She says Russian propaganda should be stopped, but that's not the way to do things.
Frankly speaking, they were using the methods that are unacceptable.
The old methods.
Yes, the old methods. So people do continue to ask questions, how do we differ from those who step down together with Yanukovych.
Orobetz says there's a huge outcry for a new political culture of justice and accountability in Ukraine. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kiev.